Let's go for a turn for the best. I've got Phil Samponia and Adam McLean from Wintrust Community Banks who walked into the studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning, Lou.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend.
How about it? It's a national holiday almost.
Is Wintrust, is it an Irish bank? No, it's not, is it?
We got a big shamrock on ours.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, all right. Sure. Well, that's good.
Sure.
Well, it's nice to have you guys back. It's been a while since I've seen you two. Everything's
good? It has
good?
Been a while.
Fall, I think we've been.
Yeah.
First time we're here.
Well, it's the winter, you know.
Yes.
It's. I
was snowed in.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, with the. I'm curious. Did the severe weather, it must affect the financial world, too, because in particular with mortgages, people just don't go out.
Yeah, January was a tough month because, you know, obviously everybody was hovered in their homes, staying
right.
warm, and
right.
Properties weren't moving. And but now that the snow broke and there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I didn't pay attention to this closely, but in January, I would think that if volume went down with people refinancing and buying new homes, did that also have an effect on interest rates? Would that cause them to tweak a little bit, or did they stay pretty steady?
Yeah, we've been pretty stable.
Pretty stable.
Yeah, pretty much throughout the fall, late winter, you know, the winter and the early spring here.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that there's been no inventory. Inventory's been very
still,
light.
Right.
And it's, you know, which is not surprising. When you start talking to, like, some of your clients that come in and they want to get pre-approved, they're like, well, when are you going to list your place? And, like, when the snow melts, so we don't want people tracking through.
Right, right, so, right, right.
Makes a lot of sense.
I was out on the West Coast last week. We were filming some segments for House Smarts, and we were in Long Beach and Huntington Beach, and we actually did some filming in a couple of houses that were on the market. We'd worked with some realtors. And so I was curious in talking to both of these realtors. I said, you know, what's the activity like out here? Same thing you just said. I don't have enough inventory. Homes are not now. Some of the homes, I mean, one of the houses that we shot at was $7.5 million. Now that's a whole different realm of the world. Mm-hmm. But then this other house that we shot at, which was $1 million, which is still very expensive, she said, you know, in that price range, the houses are staying on the market about 60 days, which isn't that long,
right?
A couple months. But she said to me that there's just not enough to sell.
Well, you know, it's really interesting now is because a lot of inventory is being snapped up. There are institutions that are purchasing a lot of homes out there. Not just so you're not only competing against other home buyers,
mm-hmm.
but there's institutions that are buying homes so they can rent them out, which that all of a sudden
and use them as an investment.
Yeah, and that throws mm-hmm. a whole different type of a wrench into the whole, you know, equation. So they're shortening the supply.
Interesting. And yeah. they're probably cash buyers.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the institutions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just coming in and socking them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I wanted to talk to you guys about something that Wintrust is involved in, and I think that it's pretty amazing. You're a proud sponsor of the Westside Health Authority's 100 Men, 100 Homes project to revitalize the Austin community. Can you tell me about this?
Sure. You know, Wintrust Financial, Wintrust Mortgage, and specifically Village Bank and Trust, you know, we're all involved in communities that we serve.
Right.
And the Westside Health Authority is a nonprofit in the Austin neighborhood that's trying to and is revitalizing the neighborhood. If I could just read their mission statement, what's
sure.
going on with 100 Men, 100 Homes. And this is from Morris Reed, who is their principal and director. But 100 Men, 100 Homes mission is to revitalize the Austin community by building the capacity of ordinary citizens in rebuilding their community. The goal of the project is to provide pathways to employment for 100 men that have faced obstacles to employment, to restore 100 vacant abandoned properties, and to provide affordable home ownership opportunities for 100 low to moderate income families. And we're eligible to help one lady right now buy a house in the area. And obviously there's more opportunities to help other individuals who want to stay in that community and become a homeowner.
So you're involved in the project, but you're also helping people to ultimately get a mortgage to be able to stay there.
Correct.
How does that work?
Well, there's some programs that, well, there's a lot of programs that are out there that can really help people, but The main thing, and we've talked about this before in the fall, is a lot of people don't even know how to get the financing. They don't even know what's available out there. Mm-hmm. And there are grant programs. Illinois's got some grant programs to help people buy homes. They want to stimulate home ownership. And these grant programs are some of the programs that we're using to implement for these type of programs, like in the Austin neighborhood. But it's not just limited to Austin. This is all around the city, the suburbs.
All six counties.
You know, these programs, people can get up grants up to $10,000 to buy a home, you know, if they're a first-time home buyer.
And that's something you can help these folks navigate through?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the programs are great. And, you know, for a lot of people that have been renting for a long time, you know, as rents start to go up a little bit here, and they have been, you know, the looking at buying a home is actually starting to become, it's making a lot of sense for a lot of people.
You know, it's interesting to hear you guys talk about this, because I think that the challenge always with this is to get the word out. I mean, obviously, you know, we're talking on the radio
it's all about
here,
getting
and
the word
so
out.
You know, I mean, I don't know how many people listen to the Mr. Fix-It Show in the Austin neighborhood, but maybe there are some. And you know, if they live in that area and they want to take advantage of this kind of program, or I would imagine too, for a lot of folks, there's a lot of skepticism.
Well, somebody might have a
too.
Brother or sister living
right.
in that neighborhood,
right.
So it's just getting the word out, getting the fact that there are grant programs out there. Most people, some people, they'll start talking to us a year. I've been talking to some people for 2 years. They've been working on getting their credit up. I mean, it's a process, and if
right.
you don't know where to start, you're never going to get to that destination.
Right.
So that's a thing. So, and that's kind of one of the things that we try to implement.
And you're talking about getting the word out. Back in February, Westside Health had a dinner, and there was almost like 300 people there.
Wow.
And they were talking about the 100 men, 100 homes, and had some success stories from people coming into the neighborhood that, you know, were down and out, and Westside Health was helping them get back on their feet.
Right.
And they were specifically talking about a lady who was getting into one of their houses. So the word is getting out, and it's nice to be a part of helping them get the word out and with supporting them.
Well, and, you know, I personally talk – I mean, obviously, I host a home improvement show, but I think and talk and do a lot of other things besides that. And the thing is that we all need to figure out ways to give back. And when larger businesses like Wintrust, you know, makes the decision that we're going to be part of this – you know, while you know, you guys might not be a mega bank, you've got a big bat. And if you can swing it in the right direction and you do the singles and the doubles and...
Well, it's invested in the community.
Exactly.
And the thing is that, you know, these communities, some of these communities have been, like, you know, downtrodden for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you're going to see improvement is when people start taking ownership in the neighborhoods.
Right.
And taking ownership starts with owning your own home.
Right.
And the opportunities are still here. There's programs out there that can help these people purchase homes, and that's really important, I think, for like the long big picture of Chicago and
right.
and some of this, you know, all the surrounding counties.
That's great. Congratulations. That's awesome news. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy for Wintrust. Now, you said specifically it's one of the branches that is kind of leading this charge?
Well, specifically for the Austin neighborhood, I work at a Village Bank and Trust, Arlington Heights.
Okay.
And, you know, we have... 8 branches in our charter, and we have a relationship with Westside Health, and that's how I got involved with it.
Got it.
And beyond home ownership, you know, we've gone in there and talked about, you know, improving credit for some of the community members,
mm-hmm.
Because obviously, you know, credit scores drive your mortgage approval.
Sure, sure, sure.
So giving them opportunities to what they need to do to improve their credit scores.
That's awesome. So, good for you guys. That's great. Phil Samponi and Adam McLean with Wintrust Community Banks. If they want to get a hold of you, Phil, how do they get a hold of you?
Phil Samponi, Wintrust Community Bank, Village Bank and Trust, 630-696-2482.
And you, sir, Adam?
And I'm Adam McLean. I'm downtown, and you can reach me at 312-462-7712.
What you can't see on the radio is that they're wearing these leprechaun hats with right now. No, they're not. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys.
Too,
thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Having us again.
Thanks.